This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we want to emphasize a couple of things here tonight, folks, that first of all, the words under God means that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to be talking about this Tlaib woman again, the congresswoman out of Michigan, and something she said over the weekend. But first, we have two developing major stories, one coming out of the Middle East and the other one going into the Middle East, and I'll explain. First of all, we've received a word from the Saudi Arabian Oil Ministry and the United Arab Emirates government that four vessels were targeted for sabotage east of the United Arab Emirates en route to the Persian Gulf. Now, at least two of them were oil tankers, and at least two of them were damaged. One was going to pick up oil, Saudi Arabian registry oil tanker to go to the United States, and the other one was a Saudi Arabian ship. We're not sure where it was going. But both ships have been damaged, and both ships are headed now to a safe port for some damage review and see what needs to be done. Now, the other thing is, on top of that, Kyle, we have the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, in the last 35 minutes was announced he's headed to Russia for talks with the foreign minister. So let's start first with the Saudi Arabian tankers. What do you know?
Well, Captain, as you mentioned, we understand that there are at least two tankers that were damaged. We don't know the extent of the damage. We are told that no one was hurt, as far as we can tell so far. And we also don't know exactly what the nature of the sabotage was. However, this does come on the heels of the U.S. Maritime Administration in the last several days warning U.S. commercial ships, including oil tankers, in the Middle East, that Iran could be targeting.
Iran warned everybody that it could get. And by the way, the Israeli Mossad put out the message too that this could come through the proxies that they have there, Hamas, Hezbollah. Heck, it could have even been Al Shabaab or Al Qaeda in Yemen.
Exactly right. And so, as you mentioned, the Saudi Arabian oil minister and also the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, are issuing this story. The sabotage attack, as it's being called, took place near the coast of the UAE. So this is again, and it's also very close to the Strait of Hormuz, about 85 miles or so.
Right.
So this is a big deal. And again, without having further details at this time, we don't know the extent of the attacks or how they occurred, but it is significant, not only coming on the heels of these warnings, but of course with the rising tensions in the area.
Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to Russia to have talks with the Russian foreign minister. I'm assuming Iran is going to come up in the discussion. I'm assuming North Korea is going to come up in the discussion. And I know Venezuela is going to come up in the discussion.
Well, it certainly is, and we understand that Secretary Pompeo is going to be meeting not only Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, but also Russian President Vladimir Putin near the Black Sea resort of Sochi. And that's planned to happen on Tuesday, we understand, as he's rearranged his schedule here. So it is going to be a discussion that's going to be far-reaching, I think, Captain. I think it's going to include what's going on, of course, right now in the Middle East, but also include the idea that that Russia has been interfering, of course, in Venezuela and Syria. Also, the talks may go to any kind of interference in the 2016 election. But also, what could be on the table as well is nuclear arms control, which could include at some point China as well. So This is going to be a very far-reaching discussion. This is his first time, I believe, talking with Vladimir Putin directly.
Right, and we're going to be talking about China, and I've got a clip here from Larry Kudlow yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, and it's kind of an interesting clip. It's only a minute long, but I'm going to play it when we come back from the break, because Chris was trying to pin Larry Kudlow down a little bit, and Larry Kudlow turned the tables around on Chris and kind of put him in his place, because he kind of left Chris Wallace a little bit speechless when he got done, which is always interesting to see.
Well, certainly, exactly right, and what's going on, of course, with the trade issue and so forth, still remains to be seen. But it seems that the president is on a good track to at least get something going, and the Chinese know that he's serious.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, he'll be right back with me right after this break, our first break of the evening. Stay tuned, everybody, and if you got any questions, you can give us a call. Kathy's going to give you the telephone number coming up. Right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
By the way, Frank Salvato coming up at hour number 4, and he'll be around for a couple of segments, and we're going to have plenty to talk about with Frank. By the way, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. What do 300,000 plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil or criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys. Because they all know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, the last person standing is the first person the law enforcement officers will look at. And whether you defend yourself with a gun, a knife, a ball bat, a pipe, a hammer, a shovel, a pick, whatever it is, even your fists, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So remember that the USCCA is there for you. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll see the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway going on right now. And also, if you decide to become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, plus the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. Award-winning, and lots of coupons and discounts in that, too, to help you out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we got to talk about China. Larry Kudlow was a guest yesterday. China probably would have been the number one story tonight had it not been for what's going on off the coast of the United Arab Emirates with those two Saudi Arabian tankers that were sabotaged. And
the Secretary of State going to Russia. But Larry Kudlow yesterday was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And here's some of the back and forth that the two of them had going on here.
You pointed out the president's tweet on Friday where he seemed pretty conciliatory. In fact, the stock market, which had dropped dramatically on Friday with news that the talks, the negotiations had ended without any deal, rose on the kind of conciliatory, optimistic tone from the president and from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. The president was much more combative in a tweet yesterday, late yesterday. I want to put this up on the screen. I think that China felt that they were being beaten so badly in the recent negotiations that they may as well wait around for the next election, 2020, to see if they could get lucky and have a Democrat win. The deal will become far worse for them if it has to be negotiated in my second term. That's a lot tougher than the president was talking on Friday. How come?
Well, look, that's his view. We think sometimes China may be misinterpreting U.S. politics. I don't want to go deep into that, but I think there's always an issue there. Here's the fundamental things. We've said this many times. Intellectual property theft has to be fixed. Forced technology transfer and ownership of American companies has to be fixed. Cyber interventions have to be fixed. Tariff and non-tariff barriers have to be fixed. And there have to be very, very strong enforcement provisions. Okay, some of the Chinese officials have said, both in Beijing and here with the Mr. Liu He, that the agreement was too unbalanced, okay? It had to be... No, the relationship has been too unbalanced. And because of these problems of unfair and sometimes unlawful trading practices, we have to have a very strong agreement to correct, to right these wrongs before we will be satisfied.
All right. Now, how about that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think...
And he caught Chris Wallace flat-footed.
Well, yeah, it appears so. What Kudlow was talking about again is that, and he mentioned there, he said he didn't want to get too far into it, but the Chinese can misinterpret U.S. politics. In fact, leading up to the shutdown of the negotiations on Friday, the Chinese were concerned, we understand, that somehow the economy might be weak, but they only based that, from what we understand from people close to the negotiations, on the fact that President Trump had been lobbying the Fed essentially to lower interest rates. And that being said, one of the things I think Kudlow is pointing out here is that, again, you have to have a very strong agreement. And the Chinese do look at U.S. politics. They know that it's cyclical, and that's part of an advantage that they have, Captain, because they don't have to wait around for elections every 2 or 4 years to kind of see, which way the wind is going to be blowing politically. China can act in much more of a singular fashion than the United States can, and that's why President Trump has to have a tough agreement.
Very true. Now, there's been a lot of words tossed about the constitutional crisis in the last week or 10 days, predominantly coming from the Democratic side of the aisle, stating that our president and our attorney general have created a constitutional crisis, when the ones that have actually created the constitutional crisis are the Democrats, because they're not following the Constitution, nor in some cases are they following the rule of law. Now, I want you to listen to Adam Schiff, who was interviewed by George Steffi Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week on ABC. And here's the back and forth they had. And then we'll talk about what it was that Stephanopoulos was trying to do to help Schiff get along. But Schiff absolutely stepped in it with this one. Listen to this.
How about the underlying issue, though? There's no public evidence that the vice president, former vice president, took any inappropriate action to help his son. But was it right for Hunter Biden to take a job like that in Ukraine while his father was engaged in diplomacy there?
I don't know the circumstances in which he took the job, but I can say this vis-a-vis Joe Biden. There's no evidence, nor has there ever been any evidence, that he was doing anything but trying to get the Ukraine government to crack down on corruption. We're providing generous support to Ukraine. We're providing defensive weapons to Ukraine. We want Ukraine to be successful in its conflict with Russia. But part of that is having a government that the people of Ukraine are willing to fight for and protect. And they've had an endemic corruption problem. That's what Joe Biden was trying to address. So going after his son is just a method of going after someone the president believes is his most formidable opponent. So, yes, let the president go after him. But don't seek the help of a foreign government in your election. And, you know, if this isn't criminal, and Bob Mueller said he could not prove all the elements of a crime, then maybe we need to change the elements of that crime, because we cannot make this the new norm that if you can't win an election on your own, it's fine to seek help from a foreign power.
You know something? The Democrats were the one that couldn't win the election on their own. They're the ones that sought the help of a foreign power. And Schiff just lied through his teeth when he said that there was no evidence there about Vice President Biden doing anything at all to interfere with Ukraine. He came out and bragged about it.
Yeah, I know.
He came out and bragged about it, and I've seen the tape and the video.
Well, you know, just listening to Adam Schiff right there, Captain.
The guy's a liar. How did he get elected in California, Cal? How? He doesn't represent you, does he?
No.
Hollywood, right?
Yeah, he's in a different.
Well, he's an actor, and that was an act, and he's a liar. He just absolutely flat out lied. That's what I said. He stepped right in it again, and there it is for us to use, and we can use his own words totally against him and prove that he lied by what the Ukrainian government is telling us and what Joe Biden's own words at the time were said.
Well, exactly right. And
Good Lord.
Yeah, as I was listening to that, the phrase project much, you know, seemed to come to my mind, because what he's talking about, as you rightly mentioned, Captain, is that the Democrats are the ones that sought the help of a foreign government. The Democrats are the ones that, you know, could not stand losing the election. And so this is just really rich, even from the likes of Adam Schiff. And, I think people will be smart enough to see through it. But this is the thing. It's go out there, get on a TV program, and he's famous for getting on lots and lots of TV programs. If he can say it over and over again, maybe he thinks he'll get some traction, but the facts are not on his side.
And he absolutely, as I said, stepped in it yesterday. Now let's see what happens today. These were the Sunday programs. That was a Sunday program. There wasn't live rebuttal to be able to go back after him, because this was ABC's This Week, and I'm not sure. I think that runs parallel to Fox News Sunday, so they couldn't say anything there. And then they don't have another show that actually brings up a rebuttal, I don't think, on a Sunday that they can do that, because last night they actually didn't have Judge Dineen, and they had a repeat of Mark Levin, and they had the other guy there. Who's the guy, the bald-headed guy from England?
Oh, I know you're talking about the next
revolution or something like that. Yeah, he was on there, but they didn't even take up this subject. I guess they're saving it for the Monday morning quarterbacks. But the fact of the matter is, Schiff lied. We caught him again, and he can't deny it. And somebody needs to bury him with his own words. So you hang on there, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, Rand Paul made the news yesterday, too, because he did the rebuttal on Adam Schiff, but he did it in a little different manner. Kathy, tell everybody how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. You know, you can get a great rate with a personal touch, and they insure more than just your car or your truck at Geico Insurance because they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even your snowmobile. And they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, Geico is spelled G-I-C-O, and Geico can be found by looking in your phone book under insurance, or you can go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out what I found out when I saved money with them, and that is that they are the second largest personal insurance in the country, and they insure over 21 million people. So go over to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, or look them up in your telephone book and save money. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, before we get to the classic story of the day about Tlaib and what she's doing and how she's upset the apple cart again, this was Rand Paul, who was also on ABC's This Week, and he was talking about the FISA court and talking about the unconstitutionality, the travesty of Americans being spied on without going through the due process and making up a story and lying about a FISA warrant. Listen to this and tell me what you think.
How about this idea that the president could ask, it's appropriate for him to ask the attorney general to investigate the former vice president?
I think since the very beginning, this all has been politically motivated. Now both sides are doing it. I think it goes back even to the Clintons. This is why we shouldn't have special prosecutors. But one of the things that Adam Schiff and the other partisans don't understand is that if you're accused of a crime by a grand jury and they don't indict you, the prosecutor doesn't go all over town saying, we thought he did this, we thought he did this, this is all the evidence. That's why a grand jury is secret. See, the Mueller investigation said that the president did not commit any underlying crime. And so now they're all saying he obstructed justice about something that was not considered to be a crime. So this is really, I think, degenerated into partisan politics. And the best thing we could do at this point is say, let's get on with the country's business. Are there some underlying constitutional issues? Yes, the primary underlying constitutional issue here is whether or not the FISA court, which is supposed to spy on foreigners, which has a lower constitutional standard, can you use the FISA court to spy on a presidential campaign? Can you use the FISA court to seek information about Americans? That truly is a travesty and truly is unconstitutional, and that's the root of the problem we should be addressing.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
Bingo. I mean, I don't agree with Rand Paul a lot of the time, but I agree with him on that statement.
Well, because Senator Rand Paul sees, of course, the horrible end to what this really represents, and that is you have essentially the ability to spy on virtually anybody for virtually any reason and spy on Americans. And he points out rightly that this is supposed to be about monitoring foreign activity in our nation, but mm-hmm. Americans are supposed to be kept out of that. But if this was truly weaponized, and the American people have a right to know if it was or not, it's bad for every American, no matter what political party you might belong to, Republican or Democrat. It's for everybody.
Now, not to be outdone, and Joe Biden is now the leader in the clubhouse, and I got to tell everybody this, he's ahead by 39% over Bernie Sanders, running number two, in the latest CNN poll. But you know what's strange about that poll, Kyle?
What's that?
Nobody under the age of 50 was even asked. Nobody.
A little slanted there. A little.
It was 50 plus to find out who was going to be the leader in the clubhouse, and it wound up being Joe Biden. And I would be willing to bet you if they had have opened it up to the younger people, it might have been a lot closer than that. And who knows, Bernie Sanders might have been in front.
Very, very possible. And, you know, Captain, I think that the Democrat Party, once again, just as they saw the phenomenon that Bernie Sanders was back in the
20s. They do not want him back.
Not at all. And this is one of the primary missions, I think, of Joe Biden, is to try to create this imagery that Bernie Sanders is faltering and is not a good choice for the Democrats, this kind of thing. If he does nothing else but keep Bernie Sanders out of getting the nomination, he will have served his purpose, I think. But you're right. As they open it up to younger people, you might have seen a little bit of a difference. And at the same time, Captain, what Bernie Sanders is literally peddling to the American people, that's something that the more coverage he gets, the more folks like you and I and others will continue to point out what socialism is really all about.
Now, Kamala Harris is striving very hard to be the presidential nominee for her party. She's come out and said, well, I do like the federal gun license suggestion by Senator Cory Booker. And, well, I do support Medicare of all. I do support Bernie Sanders' bills. And we have a criminal justice system in America that is deeply flawed, and we need to change things. We need to make things equal so the crimes are equal for blacks and whites and Latinos. And I'm proposing that the middle class families making less than $100,000 a year, that's a key number here, get a $6,000 tax credit.
Right. Well, you know, she's been trying to reset her campaign. And one of the things that she's trying to do now is to simply come out more and more against Trump and simply...
Well, no, wait. Hold it. She just came out against, of all people, Joe Biden. Listen to this one.
Anita Hill wrote in a new opinion piece this week that, quote, if the Senate Judiciary Committee, led then by Mr. Biden, had done its job, the cultural shift we saw in 2017 after Me Too might have began in 1991. I know Me Too has been an animating issue for you. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Do you agree that Biden didn't do his job, and if he had done it properly, maybe we would have had this reckoning whenever, 25 years ago?
I think there is no question that that committee did not do right by Anita Hill or any of the other women.
Which is that committee led by Joe Biden.
Who were prepared to come forward. He said it himself. And I agree with him.
Oops. Oops. Right. Now, well, the Democrats are starting to eat their own, aren't they?
Well, sure. Well, exactly, because they're trying to get some kind of traction, any kind of traction. I mean, look at what's happening to Beto. He's completely flamed out, it would seem, and he's trying to restart whatever campaign he could try to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that these people who are some kind of darlings,
yeah,
that they really do flame out.
Well, look, enough about that, because now we've got to get to the root of what we're saving for last, and that's Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman out of Michigan, the Palestinian American who came out and absolutely alienated once again the entire Jewish race and America and people in the world that have studied the Holocaust by making what kind of comment, Kyle?
Well, she made a comment that said she gets a calming feeling when she thinks of the Holocaust.
How can that possibly be?
Well,
how can you say, and then she talks about, well, I equate it to the Palestinian plight of the people, and she tries to throw in some things that there is no conceivable comparison, not even slightly, between the two, and it's a ridiculous statement to make, and once again, she stuck her foot in it, and damn it, Nancy Pelosi needs to censure that woman and sit her on a bench.
Absolutely. I mean, literally, and I agree with House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, you know, these kinds of comments, you know, they have no place in the Congress, basically. They have no place even in our public discourse because they are so ridiculous. And to somehow try to equate all of what happened with the Holocaust, the death of 6 million Jews, and then talk about, well, then the land was stolen when, presumably when this nation of Israel, a modern nation of Israel, was created in 1948, I believe, and somehow try to make it seem as though everything was stolen away from the Palestinians and this kind of thing.
Not true.
No, not at all. And she really, it seems to me, Captain, she has a real beef with Western civilization in the sense of...
And she doesn't have her history straight. She has her Islamic history in order, but the fact of the matter is, Islam lies.
Well, here's one of the other things, though, too. There are many Jews who are actually immigrating to that area.
That's right.
Many, many, many years before World War II.
That is correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so you know, again, it just seems either disingenuous at best for her to say such things and to try to open these wounds and to try to inject this kind of thought is really just very, very sad. In this day and age, Captain, and you know, we saw what happened with the Nazis. We saw what it took to destroy the Nazis, and she's opening
up again. But here's the deal. She needs to be censured and sat down and told to be quiet.
Absolutely.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And you know, again, if I got a little bit worked up there, it's because this is ridiculous. This woman, or this Tlaib woman, should never have been elected to begin with.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
The sound of the diesel engines, Trucker Ed coming on down the highway from Tallahassee, driving for Gordon Food Service. And, oh, by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog, how you guys doing tonight? And Trucker Mark is out there somewhere. He didn't tell me where he was at, and neither did Trucker Eric. And we did hear from the Good Time Gang up there, and that's what we're going to call them because that's the mail haulers that run about every 30 minutes apart coming on down the line from Charlotte, from Atlanta and from Jacksonville, and they all come into Tampa, every one of them. So that's Larry, that's Ron, and that's Jerry. So you three guys, I know you're listening tonight, and I know you'll meet up here in Atlanta. Or I'm sorry, meet up here in Tampa, and I was told you go over to the IHOP Pancake House to have a little break and have a little breakfast over there. But there you go. And by the way, I met one of them on Saturday when I was over there. Now, the weather, the High Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Moss, that's M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you, and four words are all you need to remember: you serve, you save. Now, that means exactly what it says: you serve, you save. All active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and the 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles, saving you thousands of dollars in the interim. And that also includes certified pre-owned, where you get to buy them for wholesale price. You get Moss Care, you get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, and free tire rotation too. All right, let's get to the mustard. This cuts to the mustard here. Local heavy rainfall and a few strong to severe thunderstorms will continue over the southeast. Now, we're talking about Texas, into the middle Atlantic early Monday morning, potentially resulting in additional flooding in some areas. Now, from southeastern New Mexico through the western part of Texas on down to the Mexican border, you have the possibilities there for not only some severe thunderstorms, but also some heavy downpours and probably some flooding along the way. Now, that is just the way it is at the moment. Of course, it'd be south of Lubbock, so you wouldn't have to worry about it up there in Lubbock. But coming out of El Paso and going down to the Mexican border from Lubbock straight south, you might have a problem there as well. So we'll just see how all that works out tonight. Now, there is some other rain, heavy rain, that's in the middle Atlantic states, pretty much along the coastal areas. We're seeing some leftover rain that's moving out to sea, Delaware, New Jersey, right just about up to New York City. I don't believe it's raining in New York. But then we've got scattered showers in northeastern Michigan, scattered showers up and down the Mississippi River, some scattered showers across Louisiana, across Mississippi tonight, the lower part of Mississippi, central Kansas. You got some scattered rain showers there. And then some cold temperatures up in eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, sorry, tonight, a slight frost possibility, but colder yet over on the other side of the lake in Wisconsin, from Green Bay on down to Milwaukee, you do have a frost warning tonight with some colder, chillier temperatures there. Other than that, things are looking pretty good, but I will tell you that there may be some more heavy rainfall expected to develop over the southern high plains this week, including West Texas, and move on across Monday into Tuesday. And we'll let you know how that all works out as the day progresses, as the evening progresses. But right now, that's where the weather is. Everything else is looking pretty good. Nothing to speak about per se down here in Florida. We did have some afternoon showers down here yesterday. Some of them were severe, but nothing all that terrible. So there you go. All right, let me drift down over to the telephone lines. And I think we got Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Is that you?
Hey, that's me. This is me. It's been a heavy news-consuming weekend.
Boy, last night for about an hour and a half, it was just hot and heavy.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to pick out one thing to talk about, and that is, if this is true, that Joe Biden took his son, Hunter Biden, to China and Ukraine, I think that's the worst of all. That's the worst thing you can do. Because most of the time, when you take a relative with you, a high government official to a foreign country, that is like putting up a flag saying, show favoritism to my child.
Well, right after Iran, that was when Hunter, the son, wound up getting the $50,000 a month contract for the next year or so.
Well, you know what? It's also called crony capitalism. And that the undercurrents on that, it destroys regular capital.
And by the way, he was given a job for something he had no experience in. Go figure.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. That's crony capitalism. You're going to profit from something that you have no idea what you're doing, you've never done it before, but because you are the son of a high official, you're going to, you know, he probably made millions on that deal.
Yeah.
That is what should be looked into. I would take exception to what Rand Paul, if you don't nip it in the bud now, all this, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whatever, if you don't finally take care of business in a legal sense, then, yeah, you've got a banana republic here.
Well, don't you think that's why the Democrats are so scared of Trump right now? They don't know what's going to happen with this new attorney general, who, by the way, I watched a speech last night that he gave at the NAPO annual convention, and I was very impressed once again by our attorney general. We have a tremendous attorney general.
Oh, I agree. And as far as Rand Paul, what he said, this goes back to Clinton. Clinton could have had easily a third special prosecutor, independent counsel, whatever. He threatened to fire Janet Reno if she appointed another one to look into the Chinese military contributing funds to his 1996 campaign. There's your collusion that just, you know, the Democrats don't care. They've always played like a bunch of thug street gang members, and they're doing it now. And, you know, if we're going to sit there and act like a bunch of choir boys, then we deserve the two Irish sunglasses we get.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't know what an Irish sunglass is, it's two black eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand that, why they want to do it, but, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. This is the time you finally start. We need reforms again. What to do? I don't see why Hunter Biden had to be with his father in Ukraine.
Do you know the story behind Hunter Biden? Anything at all about him?
Not really.
He was dishonorably discharged from the military because of drugs.
Oh, he was the one that they found cocaine in his.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was him or the one that passed away.
Nope, it was him.
A couple years ago. Yeah. Well, there you go. You mm-hmm. know, you set your kid up for life. And then you don't really have to worry about him because apparently he can't do much of anything else. You know, that's what kind of what Roger, you know what, and that's the other thing. They talk about Trump's tax records, but at the same time, in the 90s, not one time did Bill Clinton ever release his medical records.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time. But nobody wanted to subpoena it. Nobody wanted to take it to court. There wasn't, you know, you just kind of fought through it and, you know, like his brother Roger used to say before he was elected president, he has a nose like a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take that for what it is. He probably did a lot of things that a lot of high officials, high-scale people did in the 70s and 80s. He probably did a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
But you've got to get it. You've got to nip it in the bud now. You've got to have some reform. And you're going to have to make some examples out of people who actually did it.
Okay, well, here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go, and we'll catch you again later this week.
Okay, Captain.
All right, Dan the Man, everybody, Lafayette, Indiana. It's always a pleasure to have him on the program. He's always a wealth of information. Again, you know, Hunter Biden, the vice president's youngest son, gets a job working for the Ukraine, doing something he has absolutely no experience in. About the time that Ukraine is trying to get weapons and things from the United States. Very interesting. We'll be right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.